Good morning, good vach. I would like to take a look this morning at a very, very well-known, famous medrash, which you'll see on the screen. It is a medrash that almost all Meforshei HaChumash refer to, address, comment on. It's a very, very well-known story that is found in the Medrash Rabbah to Parshas Metzorah, Parsha Tazayin Simen Beis, source number one in the sheet in front of you. Interestingly enough, and a little bit less known, this story can also be found in the Maseches Avodah Zarah, which is source number two, Daf Yutes Amud Beis, with a little bit of a slight difference and some significant differences, actually, that many of the Mefarshim pick up on. But this Medrash is a really powerful Medrash, and as you'll see, there are enormous amount of difficulties, questions that are raised, and some very, very valuable points, lessons, that emerge from the Medrash. So I'd like to read with you this Medrash. If you take a look inside, you'll see. And then let's take a look more carefully both at the Medrash and at the Gemara, raise some very basic questions on the Medrash, and I think we'll emerge with a very, very powerful lessons based upon Parshas Hashavua, Parshios Tazria Metzora, based upon the Medrash and the Gemara, and some of the classic commentaries that address this Medrash. So if you take a look, the Medrash reads on the Pasuk, Zos Tia Torah Sametzora. These are the laws. This is the Torah of the Metzora. And then the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, Tehillim, chapter 34, Perek Lamedala. We were just talking about Tehillim moments ago. The Pasuk says, and it's actually a Pasuk that's found in a chapter which we recite, Psuki the Zimra of Shabbos, Mi Ha'ish Echafetz Chaim. Who is the individual who seeks life? So take a look at the story that the Medrash brings commenting on this pasuk. The Medrash reads as follows. Maise birochel echad. This is a story about a peddler. A rochel is a peddler. Shaya machzir ba'ayaros shaya smuchos letzipori. This peddler did his business in the cities near Tzipori. Many of you may have visited Tzipori. Tzipori is a beautiful, beautiful city in Eretz Yisrael, and this individual was doing his business, his peddler, his selling his wares near Tzipori. Tzipori is a very, very famous Talmudic town. I think even today there's some very famous archaeological digs in the city of Tzipori. So this is where this peddler was doing his business. He was selling his wares in the cities, in the little area spaces around the city of Tzipori, a very important city. And this peddler used to call out and say, "Man boi lemizban sam chaim." Who wants to purchase an elixir of life? Who wants to purchase this medication? I have an antidote. I have something that will give you life. If you take this medication, you will be zocha, and you will be privileged, and you will merit life. You could imagine when a peddler was traveling and was selling his wares, and started exclaiming that he had this medication, this potent medication for life. So one of two things could happen. Either people would throw tomatoes at him, say you're crazy, or the people would be very interested in what he was selling. So the Medrash tells us it was actually the latter that took place. Otkinale. People were very, very interested in what was being sold. You know, you can imagine if somebody said, I'm selling a medication against the pandemic that will allow you to go back to life, people would be on some level excited, and as I said, certain people think that the fellow was crazy. Nonetheless, you can imagine that people were very, very enthralled by what this was being sold. Ot Kinalei, the Medrash tells us, people really came very close and started being very interested and were barging to him and asking for this potent, important medication. The Medrash continues. Rav Yanai havi yasiv upashat beturkulune. Rav Yanai, the very famous sage, was learning in his salon, in his study, and overheard the peddler calling out that he was selling this medication for life. Shamei de machriz man boy samchem. He heard through his window, which was open, that there was this peddler calling out, who wants this medication of life? So Rav Yanai, from his study, said, Ta sak lahacha. I would like this medication. I would like this item that you're selling. Zvonli, sell it to me. So here's Rav Yana, this great, great Talmudic sage, who was interested in this peddler's medication called life. The peddler responded and said to him, "Amalei lav an tzarech levelo de kavasach. You don't need it. You're a great Talmudic sage. You're Rav Yana. Everybody knows you. I'm a peddler. You don't need what I am selling." So the Medrash continues and says, "Not true." Atrachale, Rav Yana continued to press the peddler and said, no, I really want to purchase this medication that you're selling." Finally, Salik Ligabe, the peddler, acquiesced and came to Rav Yana. Hotzilo Sefer Tehillim. What did the peddler remove from his tick, from his bag of wares? He removed a Sefer Tehillim. Herelo Pasuk, he referred him to the verse, Mi ha'ish hechafetz chaim, who is the man who seeks life? We all know this Pasuk very well. We said it yesterday in Psuki de Zimra. The peddler said, Maksiv basrei, look at the end of the verse. Nitzor l'shon chameira, sur meira vaseitov. If you want life, Mi ha'ish hechafetz chaim, if you're looking and searching for life, look what the next verse says. Nitzor l'shon chameira, save and guard your speech. Watch the way you talk. I'm Rav Yanai. Rav Yanai responded to this medication that he was being sold and said, Av Shlomo machriz v'omer. Shlomo HaMelech also a Mishlei says, Shomer piv l'shono, guard your lips and your tongue. Shomer mitzaros nafsho, you will save your soul from agony, from pain and suffering. And then Rav Yanai continued and concluded, "I'm Rav Yanai. Kol yamai hayisi kore apostik." And my entire life, I was always reading this verse every Shabbos. Psukei dezimra, I read this pasuk. Mi ha'ish echafetz chaim? Who is the man who wishes to have life? Nitzor l'shon chamera. Guard your tongue and your lips from evil, from slander, from speech, from gossiping. And I never understood the verse. I never put two and two together. I never understood that the beginning of the verse, he who seeks life, the end of the verse tells us how to attain and to achieve a life. That's Nitzor Lashon Chmeras Vasech Amedabim Mirma, guard my tongue and my lips from evil speech, from slander, from gossiping. I never understood this verse, At Shabaroch El Zev Hodio, until this peddler came along and explained this verse to me. Mi Ha'ish HaChafetz Chaim. Lefichach Moshe Mazir Es Yisrael, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu in our Parsha, Parsha's Tazria Metzora, warns the Jewish people and says to them, Zos Tia Toras HaMetzora, these are the laws of the Metzora, Toras HaMotzi Shemra. So Metzora is sort of a conjunction of the word Motzi Shemra. And we're all familiar, the Gemara tells us in Meseches Erchin, one of the many reasons that one could potentially contract Tzaras is as a result of Lashon Hara, Rechilus, Motzi Shemra, speaking inappropriately about another person, telling something that shouldn't be told. Thus, this is the story, Rav Yanai, now, based upon the Rochel's explanation, now understood what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching us in the Parsha, Zostia Torah Samatzora, Torah Samotzi Shemra. If you want to save yourself, not only from tzaras, not only from leprosy, but if you want to be zochet, to be privileged to a long life, speak properly, speak appropriately, Netzor Lashon Chemera, Usvasech Medabir Mirma. That is the way, that is the medication, that is the elixir of life, of Mi Ha'ish Echafetz Chaim. That's the Medrash. Meforshe HaMedrash, and I could literally tell you, I would say upwards of tens, and maybe even more, that I have seen, Meforshe HaChumash, Meforshe Medrash, ask the most basic question on this Medrash. Anybody who's anybody, you can open up almost any commentary that you have on the shelf in your home, to Parshios Tazria Mitzor, you will see this Medrash quoted, along with the following question that Meforshim ask. Really? You needed the peddler to explain to Rav Yanai the pshat in the pasuk? Rav Yanai understood Tehillim. He knew what David HaMelech said. He didn't only recite Psuki de Zimra on Shabbos, where this perek, Lamed Dalet of Tehillim, is recorded and is recited. But everybody knows, Mi Ha'ish HaChafetz Chaim, who is the one who seeks life, who wants this elixir called life? So the pasuk tells us, Netzor L'shon Chmeras, Vasecha Medaber Mirma. Guard your tongue, your lips, from speaking inappropriately. Really? The peddler explained this to Rav Yanai? So much so that Rav Yanai said, look again at the Medrash, second line from the bottom, the source number one. Amar Rav Yanai kol yomai ha'isi korei ha'pasuk zeh. He admits, Rav Yanai, it's not that he didn't know the pasuk. Rav Yanai says, kol yomai ha'isi korei ha'pasuk zeh. My entire life, I read that verse. Tehillim chapter 34, Perek Lamed Daled. I didn't know the secret of life. I didn't know, I didn't understand the verse and the meaning of the pasuk until the peddler came along and taught it to me. Ask the Mefarshim, from the earliest Mefarshim, we found in commentaries on the Medrash, Rishonim and Achronim, Magidim, and those who explain Pshat, Drash, Remez, and Sod, all Mefarshim, Chumash, ask this question, really? Really? That's what the peddler taught Rav Yanai? Rav Yanai didn't know this? What we'll try to do today is share four or five different approaches to answer this very question. What was it that the peddler taught Rav Yanai? What did Rav Yanai not know until the peddler came? How did the peddler explain the pasuk to Rav Yanai? That Rav Yanai exclaimed that his entire life he didn't understand this verse until the peddler came along. What is the peddler telling Rav Yanai that Rav Yanai didn't know? It's a simple pasuk. He was a mechadeshim, not a thing and not a half a thing, not a quarter of a thing. It's a pashut pasuk. That is the question that we have to address. That is the question that we will address. But before answering that question, I'd like to refer you to source number two. The Gemara Maseches of Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, basically recounts the very same story. But if you read the story carefully in source number two, you'll see there are few shinuim, a few differences that are valuable to note, and the Mefarshim also point out these differences. Take a look, source number two. Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, Machriz Rav Alexandri. Rav Alexandri exclaimed, Man Boi Chaye, who wants life? So immediately, you see two significant differences between the Medrash and the Gemara. First of all, in the Medrash, who exclaims, who wants life? It's a rochel. It's a peddler. We don't know the name of the peddler. Here the Gemara, Maseches Avodah Zarah, Yud Tes Amud Beis, tells us, potentially, who that peddler was. That peddler was Alexandri. Now, some of the classic commentaries in the Medrash link these two stories together and say, indeed, that's who the peddler was. The peddler was Rav Alexandri. The problem becomes is why the Medrash doesn't say the name of the individual, Rav Alexandri, and why does the Medrash refer to the individual simply as a peddler? Was he a peddler? Was he a great rabbi? Was it Rav Alexandri or was it the peddler? And if it is a peddler, so is this a different story? Now, maybe it is a different story, because if you look at the question that the Gemara, quoting Rav Alexandri, asks, is man boi chaye, who wants life? Take a look back in the Medrash. What did the Rochel ask? The Rochel says, man boi lemezban, sam chayim. Who wants the medication that could bring one life? So there's an added word in the Medrash that we don't have in the Gemara. Either man boi chaye, who wants life? Life in and of itself. That's what the Gemara says Rav Alexandri was calling out. However, the Medrash says man boi lemezban, sam chaim. Who wants this medication? This elixir of life. So two significant differences immediately that we see between the Medrash and the Gemara. Number one, we don't know who the peddler is in the Medrash. And number two, we see the Medrash is telling us the peddler is selling a medication. The Gemara is telling us that it's not a peddler, but it's rather Rav Alexandri. Rav Alexandri is not selling medication, but he's asking who wants to purchase life itself. Man boi chaye. Take a look, source number two, Gemara Avodah Zarah. Man boi chaye, man boi chaye. He asks twice, as opposed to the peddler who asks just once. Who wants life? Who wants life? And take a look again. Knof v'asu kulei amalagabe. Everybody charge. This wasn't a simple peddler, but this is now Rav Alexandri. And everybody came and gathered around Rav Alexandri. Amrile havlon chaye. He said, the people said, please give us life, give us life. Amalahui responded, miha yesha chavetz chayim. Netzor lashon chamera. So the same response that the Rochel, the peddler, gave the people, and Rav Yanai specifically, we find that Rav Alexandri gave the masses who charged him looking for life. The people said, Shema Yomer Adam Natsarti Lashoni Meras Vasafe Midaber Mirma. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll guard my tongue. I'll guard my lips. I'll seal them tight. Eilech Vezgar Beshena. Many of us think this also. If I can't speak Lashon Hara, I may as well just lock myself in my house, go to sleep, close my eyes, and never talk. Is that what I should do in order to be Zocha to life? The Gemara says, no, not at all. Tam Olomer Sur Meirav Asay Tov. Ein Tov El HaTorah Shenemar Ki Lechav Tov Nasati Lachem Torasi Al Tazovu. If you engage in Torah study, if you speak properly, you could talk and talk and talk as much as you want. Here again, the classic question that we have to understand, what's going on? How come we didn't know this? What's the Chiddush of Rav Alexandri? What's the Chiddush of the peddler? Let's begin, and I'll share with you an approach from Rav Asher Weiss, one of the great halachic authorities of our generation, one of the great poskim of our door, in his Sichos, Minchas Asher. He as well, amongst many, as I said, tens and hundreds who have asked this question, answers this question, I think, in the simplest way. In the simplest way, most pashut way, not complicated, not confusing, but I think a very powerful answer. And he refers to the pasuk in next week's parsha, Parshas Kedoshim. Take a look. Source number 3, Gimel. A very famous pasuk which we all know, Parshas Kedoshim. Lo seilech rachil ba'amecha. You shouldn't be a gossip monger. One shouldn't gossip. But take a look at the word that's used to describe somebody who gossips and the negative commandment, the lo sase, lo seilech rachil. It's a rachil. Now, what is a rachil? The word rachil in the pasuk, in Parshas Kedoshim, is not a word that's used terribly often in Chamisha Chumshe Torah, nor in Tanakh. But Rashi on the pasuk tells us where the word rachil comes up and explains to us what exactly a rachil is. Take a look, Rashi. On this pasuk, Lo Seilech Rachil, source number 4, Dalet, says Rashi, I'm quoting on the pasuk, Ani Omer, I say, says Rashi, Al Shem Shekol Mishalchim Adonim Misapri Lashon Hara, all those who speak Lashon Hara, all those who are gossipers, Holchim Bebote Re'ehem L'Ragil Mayiru, you know what some people do? They go to spy, to search, to look, to wonder what's taking place in that house. They go looking for something to talk about. These people are called holchei rachil. They're going, they're looking, they're searching, they're going to one home to see what happens there and to bring that to the shuk, to the market. V'rayel adavar, says Rashi, proof to this. Shlomatzin rechilu shen kosuv b'lashon halicha lo seilech rachil. Rashi says the word rachil is always connected and juxtaposed to telech. Like in our pasuk, lo seilech rachil. A rachil is somebody who goes to look for something to tell somebody else. V'chein rochel hasochel umaragil achakol schora. You know where else we find the word rachil? It comes from Rochel, a peddler. V'chol amocher besamim, anybody who sells spices or sells perfumes, lehiskashir b'manashim, al shem shemechazer tamin bayaros nikra Rochel lashon rogel. A peddler is somebody who's selling perfume, who's traveling from town to town, city to city, place to place. Therefore, Rashi says the word lo seilech rachil, the negative commandment, the lo sase, not to be a gossip monger, not to speak lashon hara, rechilos lashon hara, motzi shemer, the word rachil comes from rochel. And just like a peddler travels from town to town and place to place, so to one who gossips, the word rachil comes from the word rochel. And Rav Asher Weiss says that's what's happening in this story. Rav Yanai, when he tells the rochel, when he tells the peddler, I never understood the meaning of this verse, that mi ha'isha chafetz chayim, nitzor lashon chameira, I never understood it because I thought that in order to successfully succeed and carefully monitor and guard my speech, is if I'm just keeping to myself and I'm quiet, I don't have a personality, I don't have life and vibe and vigor to me. I see you're a rochel. I see you're exactly the person who goes from town to town and place to place and city to city and you speak to people. A good rochel, a good peddler, the successful businessman is a big schmoozer, knows how to talk, knows how to speak. If you want to sell perfume to ladies, you better know how to speak to them. And you better know what to tell them. And that's what this fellow was doing. He wasn't some great Talmud Chacham necessarily. But there was a person who was a traveler. It was a person who spoke a lot, who talked a lot, who was involved in the world, in business, in commerce. He wasn't sitting in the Beis Medrash all day. And that's what this Rochel said. You want to be Zochet to life, you can be Zochet to life. You just have to learn how to speak properly. But it doesn't mean that you can't go out and about. And it's Dafka the Rochel. It's Dafka the peddler, whose Rashi is using as the example and as the individual who is the definition of the blabbermouth, of the Rochel. He's the person who potentially could be the most dangerous in this area. I see you are able to do it. You're successfully maneuvering, managing, and getting out and about. That's what I learned from you. And certainly, I don't know if you've heard before, but it's the Chafetz Chaim, of course, who was the author of the classic work Shmiras HaLashon, who really brought the halachas of Shmiras HaLashon, Motzi Shemra, Rechilos, etc. to life. He authored basically a Shulchan Aruch and the halachas of Lashon Hara. His son testifies about him, that the Chafetz Chaim was a big schmoozer. He talked to people a lot. He was a big talker. He had a lot to say. He was out and about speaking to people. He was very involved with his community in Radin, his yeshiva in Radin, politics, Jewish politics, halacha. He was incredibly involved with people in their lives. And the Chafetz Chaim since said he spoke a lot. He wasn't like one of these tzaddikim who we say, he or she, they don't talk. They're a tzaddik, a tzaddikas. They sit in the corner. They don't. No. Chafetz Chaim talked. But he knew how to talk and how to speak. And that's what Rav Yannai teaches us, that a person to be successful in various areas of life, and specifically in this area, doesn't mean that you don't speak. Adarabba, it means that you can, you should, and it's fine, but know how to do so properly and carefully. So what Rav Usher Weiss basically teaches is something phenomenal. It's not what the peddler told Rav Yannai, but it's who the person was that Rav Yannai learned from. Rav Yannai knew the pasuk. He said, "Mihayisha Chafetz Chaim oiv yom lirastov nitzor lashon chamiras asechad." Of course, Rav Yannai knew the pasuk. Absolutely, positively, he knew Tehillim Baal Peh. He said Psuki Dezimra. He knew Tehillim very, very well. But it's that he saw an individual who lived the pasuk, and he saw an individual who was potentially at a dangerous spot and place to be able to succeed in this area. And that's exactly what Rav Yannai learned from the peddler, that it's not what he said, but it's who said it. And because it was a rochel, because it was the peddler, that was incredibly meaningful to Rav Yannai, and that was the teaching that Rav Yannai learned from him. But I'd share with you now Rav Shimon Schwab. Rav Schwab, in his commentary on the Torah, Mayan Beis HaShoeva, also quotes this Medrash and asks the very same question. What is it that Rav Yannai learned? What did Rav Yannai learn from this peddler? And like Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Shimon Schwab said, it's not what he said, but it's who said it. And listen to what Rav Shimon Schwab says. Shimon Schwab says that it's interesting to note that the individual was a peddler, was a rochel. What's the significance of him being a peddler? Why wasn't the individual a storekeeper? Why wasn't it somebody who owned a business? What's unique about it being a peddler? And Rav Schwab says that there's a very basic difference, distinction, between a peddler and a shopkeeper, a store owner. A store owner, says Rav Schwab, is able to sell on credit. I have a shop, I have a store, I'll sell you on credit. I don't need the money immediately. A peddler, on the other hand, because the peddler peddles and goes from town to town and city to city and place to place, can't sell on credit. The peddler requires funding immediately because the peddler is not coming back to this place. He's going from place to place, city to city, town to town. Maybe he'll make his rounds in another half year, another month or two, but he can't wait that long. The peddler needs immediate funding, as opposed to the storekeeper who's stationary, and the individuals live around wherever the store is, and thus the storekeeper can buy and sell on credit, Or there could be a slow payment process or a payment plan. That's not something that the peddler can tolerate because the peddler is not longer going to be here. And therefore, Shimon Schwab says, what Rav Yannai learned was from the experience of the peddler. It wasn't what the peddler said, what is the experience of the peddler. Rav Shimon Schwab explains that really Rav Yannai felt and understood that when I'm guarding my speech, ultimately in the long run, many years down the line, maybe even in Olam Haba, that's where I'll see and find satisfaction in the fact that I didn't speak Lashon Hara. I'm not going to be paid back immediately. The reward is being stored for the world to come. Just like the storekeeper receives money on credit, may not receive immediate remuneration for that which is being sold. Maybe it's a check, maybe it's a credit card, but there's not a cash delivery when it comes to the store. So thus, Rav Yannai understood that success in not speaking Lashon Hara will have long-term dividends. I'll eventually receive the check and the credit card money will come through to my account, but not here and now. But now that Rav Yannai saw a peddler and the peddler receives immediate gratification, cash on delivery, then explained, Rav Yannai understood that now I can appreciate that if I'm careful with my speech here and now, my reward of Olam Haba will be in Olam Hazeh. I'll receive immediate gratification. I'll receive remuneration immediately. I'll receive the schar of Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. So Rav Schwab said again, it's not exactly what the peddler told Rav Yannai, but it's the experience of the person being a peddler, as opposed to a shopkeeper, as opposed to being a proprietor of a store, where there's long-term dividends, where there's checks and credit cards. But here, when it comes to the peddler, when it's cash on hand delivery, and there's immediate success, and there's money that comes in and goes out that can be used immediately, Rav Schwab explains that that's what he saw in the peddler, that there's reward, there's immediate reward on the spot immediately. I don't have to wait long term. Thus, what emerges from Rav Schwab's explanation is, again, a very critical philosophical understanding of Yiddishkeit. We don't wait for our reward in Olam Haba. The life that we live, properly fulfilling the mitzvos aseh, and not transgressing the mitzvos lo saseh, is immediate gratification. It's instant gratification. Living a life of tar mitzvos doesn't just mean that we're waiting for our reward in Olam Haba. We feel it and we live it here. We have awesome and incredible impact. You keep Shabbos, you guard your speech, you fulfill the Seder. That's right here now. I'm living the greatest life. I had somebody once said, I think, to Baron Cutler, He's questioned, oh, you live such a difficult life. It's so hard. You're fundraising, you're learning, you're teaching. How do you do it? He said, you're giving up your whole Olam Hazeh. He said, I'm not giving up my Olam Hazeh. I'm living Olam Haba here. I'm giving up and I'm living my Olam. I'm living and breathing Olam Haba. I have everything that I need. I'm so satisfied with the life that I have. The Olam Haba that a person can attain by fulfilling the mitzvot Hashem is something that gives incredible, incredible benefit to the individual who follows the Torah. And that's what Rav Yannai was taught by the simple peddler, that it's the instant gratification, it's the cash on delivery, it's that I don't have to wait long term, that the benefits in keeping the mitzvos, fulfilling the mitzvos asay, not transgressing the mitzvos lo sase, is instant gratification, just like the peddler receives instant cash on delivery, so too, fulfilling the mitzvos, not guarding my speech and being careful is not something that's going to have long-term benefits, dividends. I don't just wait for that in Olam Haba, but even in Olam Hazeh, in this world, I too will be able to be the recipient of great bracha and hatzlacha. So far we have seen Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Shimon Schwab's explanations basically explain to us that Rav Yannai didn't learn anything. Rav Yannai knew the pasuk, he understood the pasuk. But Rav Yannai was learning something from the peddler. It's not what the peddler said, but it's who said it. And the fact that the peddler was living a life of business, of being out and about and around, and was still able to understand and to appreciate and to be a beneficiary of speaking properly, and at the same time of having that gratification, that's what Rav Yannai was taught by the peddler. If you take a look in source number 5, hey, this is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in his Sefer Emes LeYaakov to Parshas Metzora, asks five questions on this Medrash. Two of which we've already raised, the classic questions is, what did Rav Yannai learn from this fellow, from the peddler? So we've seen two approaches to that question. But take a look, Rav Yaakov asks three other questions on this Medrash. First column, source number five in front of you, Emes LeYaakov, Parshas Metzora, says Rav Yaakov, Hinei mash yesh ledatik b'maymar zeh. The following can be questioned. The following points can be gleaned from this Medrash. Asks Rav Yaakov, why does the Medrash have to tell us where this peddler was doing his business? Why is it so important for us to know that he was in Tzipori? That's how a Gadol B'Yisrael learns a Medrash, right? That's such a basic question, we take it for granted. That says that the Rochel was traveling in the cities near Tzipori. So Rav Yaakov says, that must be teaching us something. Why does the Medrash need to tell me that? What's significant that the place of business, that the locale of this peddler was Tzipori? What do I need to know that for? Is it so important that he's in Tzipori, not in Haifa, that he's not in Yerushalayim, he should have been in Tel Aviv? What's so critical to know the place of the peddler? Question number one. Question number two. What's so important to know what Rabbi Yannai was doing? Right? The Medrash tells us Rabbi Yannai was sitting in his study and was learning. Why do I need to know that? What's it important to me what Rabbi Yannai was doing? All we need to know is that this peddler had something to sell. Rabbi Yannai wanted to purchase it. Do I need to know where the peddler was? Do I need to know what Rabbi Yannai was doing? What's so important to know what Rabbi Yannai was doing? Number three, Gamoso Rochel, Kishai Rotze Lomel Rabbi Yannai de Kavanaso Posigze, Chilohaya Yoder Rabbi Yannai Bapel Lifts Leposigze Shan Regilimbo? We know this Posig by heart, right? How many songs? Miya Yishakovitz Chayim. We all know the song, right? Rabbi Yannai didn't know this Posig. He had to open his Tehillim to show him the Posig inside? The Medrash says that he came into his study. He took out the Tehillim from his bag of wares. He opened up the Tehillim. He pointed to the Pasuk and said, look at this Pasuk, Rav Yannai. Why does the Medrash have to tell us? And furthermore, why did the Rochel, when he knows that he's dealing with this great scholar, Rav Yannai, so much so that the peddler says to Rav Yannai, you don't need me. You don't need me to sell this to you. You know everything. So if the peddler recognizes that he's dealing with the great scholar, the great sage Rav Yannai, why does he have to take out his Tehillim and show him the Pasuk? That's question number three. Question number four. V'ha'ikar kasha, right? This is the fundamental categorical question. The primary question that all the Mefarshim are asking. Machidesh lo Rav Yannai. What did this peddler teach Rav Yannai? Ach Amar Rav Yannai, so much so that Rav Yannai said, Kol yoma heisi korea pasuk hazeh lo isi heichan hu pashur, Ach baruch lazeh lo diya misha chavetz chayim, so much so that Rav Yannai exclaimed, until this peddler came along, I never understood the meaning of this verse. Really? Really, Rav Yannai? You never understood the meaning of this most simple verse? Who is the one who seeks life? Mi yesha chavetz chayim, oiv yomel erstov, who wants to see good? Remember, you needed the peddler to teach you that? And then finally, number five, asks Rav Yaakov, what's the story with this peddler? Is this peddler really a peddler or not? If he's a peddler, so why in the world is he teaching Torah? And if this peddler is really masking as a great sage, why do I need to know that he's a peddler? Mimanavshach. Either the peddler is a peddler and should sell this perfume, and that should be the most critical function of this peddler. Why is he masquerading as a peddler if he has Torah to teach? And if he has Torah to teach, why masquerade as a peddler? Just sell the Torah. What's going on? So much so that Rabbi Yaakov asks that we're referring in the Medrash to the person as a peddler. Maybe as the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, maybe it's really Rabbi Alexandri. But tell us it's Rabbi Alexandri. But the Medrash hides that from us. The Medrash doesn't say it's Rabbi Alexandri. Because maybe there's something unique about this person being a peddler. Take a look in the second column. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, and this is a Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, a part of a larger Shabbos HaGadol Drasha that Rav Yaakov gave 1 year. And he based the entire Shabbos HaGadol Drasha on this Medrash. It's a longer drasha, of course, you could take a look in Sefer Emes LeYaakov. So these questions Rabbi Yaakov raised at the beginning of the drasha, and this is his answer at the end of the drasha. The middle part of the drasha deals at great length with the importance, the value of speech. Hagada sipur yitzias mitzrayim v'igadata lebincha b'yamahu. Klal Yisrael went into galus because they didn't speak properly. And then Rabbi Yaakov goes full circle and explains his medrash in a most marvelous way. Take a look in the second column. Emes LeYaakov, Parshas Metzora. To answer these five questions, what's the significance of the Medrash telling us Tzipori? Why do I need to know what Rav Yane was doing? What's the significance of this person being a rochel, a peddler? And of course, the primary question, what did Rav Yane learn from this peddler that he didn't yet know? Second column, Vata Nava Levar HaMarmer SheHischalnu Bo. Now let's begin and discuss and explain what it was exactly that takes place in this medrash. Be'emes also ha'rochel ha'rochel gamer. Rabbi Yaakov said, the truth is that this person really was a peddler. An absolute peddler. The medrash says, k'mo shekaru Rav Yane v'chein ba'al medrash. Rav Yane referred to this person as a peddler, right? When Rav Yane said, lo ha'yisi yodeh heichan parshat ze'a chabo rochel. Rav Yane is referring to the person as a rochel. So he had to be a rochel. The medrash refers to him as a rochel. Ella, rather, shebe'marchalto, part of this peddler's wares and what was being sold, milvar b'samim v'chadome, besides for perfume, hayelo gam kein svarim limchor. This is Rabbi Yaakov's theory, that this peddler had two items. Typically, peddlers sell one thing. This peddler was selling two things. The peddler was selling perfume and also books, svarim. U'bishvil hachnis konim, in order to entice people to purchase, right, just like any good businessman, whether you're on the internet or whether you're selling in person, you gotta excite people. So in order to entice customers to purchase the perfume and the books, the svarim that the peddler was selling, Kara Lahachriz Man Boy Samchaim, his advertisement, right, his jingle was Man Boy Samchaim. Who wants to buy the elixir of life? Who wants to buy this medication? That was his way of enticing customers. He had perfume, he had svarim, but in order to entice and to excite individuals, customers to purchase, you need a good jingle, you need a good advertisement. This was the advertisement, man boy lemez ben samchaim, who wants to buy the elixir of life? Mahainu. Sheyesh ledaktek b'shino halasha. Now, says Rabbi Yaakov, take a look at the difference between the medrash and the Gemara. Remember, I pointed out, as Rav Yaakov does, the Medrash, the Rochel said, who wants to buy the elixir of life? Sam Chaim. As opposed to the Gemara that says, who wants Chaim? Who wants life itself? Says Rav Yaakov, here's the difference. Rav Alexandru Hichriz Vamarban Boy Chaim. Who wants life? The Rochel said, who wants Sam Chaim? The elixir of life. I know. Says Rav Yaakov, Deshmira Salosha Mera Hu Hadin Chaim Mamesh. Guarding speech. Careful use of words of language is life itself. The Hasefer and the book, Husam HaChaim. The book is the elixir of life. Meaning, there's an end and a means. The end and the way to achieve life is speaking properly. There's nothing more gratifying, more satisfactory than a person who speaks properly. It's life itself. And if you want to know how to attain and to reach life, I have a book, says the peddler, that I could sell you. V'hasefer husam achayim v'chakach kishiro Rav Yane v'amalo hareini hasam hazeh. Rav Yane said, show me this book. What is this book that you're selling? What is this antidote? What is this elixir that you're selling? V'zeh gam Rav Yane yada netziras halashon hu achayim. Rav Yane knew that in order to receive a good, long, healthy life, it's shmiras halashon. The pasuk says, netzor lashon chameiras v'secha medaber mirma. Rav Yane knew the pasuk. He cited it all the time. He knew but the pasuk doesn't tell me how. How do I attain life by carefully watching and guarding my speech? It's true, I know the directions and the instructions. Guard your tongue, guard your lips, and you'll live a good and healthy long life. I know that, Rav Yane said. But how do I get there? the verse, David HaMelech, Tilim, chapter 34, Perek Lamed Dalet. It never told me. That's what the Rochel, that's what the peddler taught Rav Yanai. You want to know? The Sefer is Haylo Lechidush Delimara Torah Hu Asam. It's the Torah. It's rabbinic literature. The Chiddush is that Talmud Torah, Torah study. That is the secret. That is the trick. That is the elixir of life. That's the medication. That's the antidote that was being sold by the Rochel. And therefore, it's critical to know where the Rochel was doing business, because he was in Tzipori. Tzipori comes from the word Tzipor. What do Tziporim do? They travel from place to place, chatting, chirping. Tziporim. That's what they do. Therefore, it's Dafka the Rochel who was traveling from place to place in Tzipori, because the Tziporim talk and they chat. And it was Dafka this Rochel who was engaged and involved in that business. And it was Dafka Rav Yana who, you know, what was he doing then? He was sitting and learning Torah. He was engaged in Torah study. He was in his study, in his salon. He was with his farm open. And Rav Yana didn't understand that those two items, which are antonyms theoretically, Tzipor and Torah, Tzipori and the Lashon with Torah, he wasn't able to understand that they are work with synergy. They work together. They're able to be lock, stock, and barrel understood together. That the Torah study that one is engaged in can help a person better oneself and uplift oneself and perfect one's speech. That's what the Rochel, that's what the peddler taught Rav Yana in the words and the language of Rav Yaakov. The study of Torah is the antidote. It's the medication. It's the elixir of life. And this was the intent of the peddler. The peddler said, you Rav Yana, you study Torah. You don't need me to sell you anything. Why do you want to buy my books? That's why the Rochel said to Rav Yana, you don't need me. You don't need my wares. You don't need to buy my books. And Rav Yana questioned and returned back, I never understood how easy it was to fulfill this verse. My entire life, I've been engaged in Torah study. My whole life, I'm sitting and learning in my Beis Medrash, learning and teaching. And I didn't realize that I'm holding the antidote, the medication is in my hand, that it's within my reach the entire life. And sometimes you see, that a student, somebody different, somebody who's not a scholar can teach even the greatest scholar something. That's what the Rochel was able to teach Rav Yanai, even though he knew the Pasuk, even though he was engaged in learning, even though he was in Tzipori. He wasn't able to put all of these pieces of the puzzle together, something that the Rochel was able to do that Rav Yanai wasn't. And thus Rav Yaakov answers his question, why Tzipori? Why do we need to know what Rav Yanai was doing? What did Rav Yanai learn? And what was this person? Was he really a Rochel or was he not? Rabbi Yaakov answers all those questions, and now we have a deeper understanding of this medrash. Let's finish with a fourth explanation of this medrash, the Kochvei Or. Rabbi Yitzchak Blazer, the outstanding disciple of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, at the end of Simen Dalet, he too also explains this medrash, and in a bit of a fascinating approach, a little bit different than what we saw from Rav Asher Weiss, different than what we saw from Shimon Schwab, different even than what we saw from Yaakov Kamenetsky. And as I said, you'll see tens and maybe even 100 explanations to this very, very cryptic medrash, which we are discussing this morning. But take a look in the last column, in the second column, the Kochvei Or, and I'll read to you what it is that Rav Yitzchak Blazer writes, and he says something phenomenal, I think powerful, and very moving, good way to start our week. Says Rav Blazer, Rav Yitzchak Blazer, Rav Yitzchak Petersburg. Zeu Mashaher Rav Alexandri. I'm in the second column, the third line. Rav Alexandri, he's referring to the Gemara. What did he teach the people? Ki kasher hichriz man boi chai. When he screamed out, who wants life? Knof kulei amalagabe. Everybody gathered. Everybody charged to see, I want life. Va'amri havlan chai. Everybody said, we want life, we want life. Who doesn't want to live a good life? Ublis Safik, says Rav Yitzchak Blazer, no doubt, he thought that he had some magical potion. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, he had something that would save us all. He's selling this medication that's going to take care of all of us. says Rav Yitzchak Blaza, Zeu holus gedol v'sichlus. This is silly. People are running and jumping to purchase life. You can't buy life. Nobody can give you life. Is there anything that will give us a longer life? Not even the greatest scientist today can lengthen our life. It's an impossibility. Besides for the Eitz HaChaim and Gan Eden, nothing can lengthen, extend the life. We try to extend the life. We eat healthy. We take care of ourselves. We exercise. We learn Torah. We study. We're going to do whatever we can, but nobody could sell us life. Nobody can sell us a medication that's going to extend our life. What are these people doing? Why are they running and jumping and attacking Rav Yanai? Why are they, Rav Zalazandri? V'chein arochel, similarly the peddler. Asher hichriz man boy lemezbon samchaim haimish samchaim ba'olam. Is there any medication that can give life? Achein, however, says Rav Yitzchak Blaser, such a powerful point. Kasher taiva sachaim godlamod, we all want life. We seek life. We go to the best doctors. We do any type of procedure that could potentially give us years. That's what we should do, and that's what we do. Yamin ha'adam avishav nisa. People begin psychologically, emotionally to think that it's in the hands of a human being to extend our life. We begin to believe that there are people, that there are individuals who potentially could lengthen our life. The taiva, the extraordinary desire for life, is so great that we believe almost in these imaginary potions. V'shekasher hichriz Rav Alexandri man boy chayai, afkihu schok, even though it's such a joke, ha'im yesh bi'ar adam lasez chayim, can any man potentially distribute life? Because asu kuli alma v'amri havlan chay. We see the Gemara says everybody came and said yes, yes, give me life. Al ze'amr la miyesh hachafetz chayim. Hainu, kasher tishnu b'dimyonchem. You have such far fleeting dreams, such great hope, such an imagination. Ki yesh etzli eze davar tivi, that I have some sort of natural potion that could give you life. Taminu b'shav nisse v'tomru havlan chai, havlachem chai midarche haruchaniim, mi ha'isha chafetz chaim, asher hudavar karov me'od. Says Rav Yitzchak Blaser, you know what this Rav Alexandri was doing? He was teaching them a lesson that was such a powerful one. I got you so excited that I'm selling you a potion of life, that I could sell you life. Do you think I could do that? I can't do that. But look how you ran to me. Look how quickly you attacked me. And look how fast you said, Havlon Chaye, Havlon Chaye. If you believe that there is a human, natural remedy to give life, now you're ready and prepared to believe that you could extend your life if you engage in spiritual pursuits. If you believe that there's a natural remedy, which is so fallacious, and which is so far-flung, which is so impossible, if you could believe that, if you're ready and prepared to believe that, there's no question that you're prepared to believe that carefully monitoring, guarding your speech, certainly that should give you life. Why are you so quick to believe that there's a medication that it can extend your life? If you're so prepared and so ready and so interested and so ready to believe and so ready to purchase and to empty your pocket for a medication, for a remedy, for a natural remedy, please, please understand, says the Koch Ve'or, that there is something that you could purchase, and that is Chaim Ruchniim, a spiritual life, spiritual mitzvos, Torah, Ma'asim Tovim, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim, that will purchase you an Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh, and also will purchase you the ultimate place of good, the place of Olam Haba, the Olam Ha'emes. So as we engage in life, and as we're invested in life, and as we want to live a long life, and we all try to do what we're supposed to do so, and we try to figure out what's going to secure that, which medications, which doctors, which places to live and how to live. We have to make sure that the same way that we're investing in that, we're also investing in our spiritual lives as well, to enjoy the spiritual lives that we live here in Olam Hazeh, and at the same time to readily understand that that is going to secure for us the Olam HaEmes, the Olam Haba as well. And that's the meaning of the pasuk according to Rabbi Yitzchak Lablazer. Mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chaim, who is the man who lives and who wants to seek life? It's very simple. Netzor l'shon chmeras v'secha medabir mirma. Speech is an example of one of many things which could secure a long and healthy life in this world and in the world to come. And if we're able and prepared to understand that there are physical, natural remedies that could do it, we also need to know that those spiritual ones are just as equally potent and maybe even more potent. Right? Second chapter in Shema says, you want to, if you listen to my words, if you follow what I say, if you understand that living a life of Torah and Mitzvot is something that's real, that's going to secure you sustenance, bounty, food, a career, and everything that you need. Be'ezras Hashem, we see how a rochel, a peddler, can teach us so much. As I said, this is only four explanations of this medrash. There are tens and tens of others. But you see what a simple rochel can do. A simpler peddler not only was able to teach the great sage Rabbi Anai, but is able to teach all of us something very critical about life, to enjoy and to appreciate the Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh that we have. That is the approach of Rav Asher Weiss, to understand, as Rav Schwab said, that you can live Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. As Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said, that Torah study is the antidote, it is the book, it is the way, it is the vehicle, it's the instructions in order to successfully execute proper speech. And Rav Yitzchak Lablazer, the Koch Leor, explains that an individual should appreciate and realize that if there's interest in the Sam HaChayim, in the remedy, in the physical remedy, it should allow us to broaden our expectations, our experiences, and our knowledge to know that there's much else that could buy us as well, and that is a spiritual life, an enjoyable life. Wishing everybody a good Tvach, a Shavua Tov. Hopefully together we can accomplish these goals.